This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Downtown LA today, Crypto.com Arena, basketball. But we're headed downstairs first to the tunnels, because this Clippers game that's going on right now, this is just about to end. And actually, that's where everything is going to get started for us.
It'll look just like it did before, but except instead of everything being either black and red like it is for the Clippers here, it's going to be purple and gold in about 2 hours.
Yeah, today they got a doubleheader, and I don't know if people realize how much it takes to actually make that happen.
One, two, three.
Do You Work Here, sponsored by the LA Car Guy Family Dealerships. Hey, today we're swapping out basketball courts and a bunch of other stuff to turn one team's home game into another team's. Because this place, this arena, shared by a whole lot of people.
Absolutely. We had a massive concert last night. In just a few hours, we transformed it into a Clipper game. Then we're going to transform in a couple of more hours into a Laker game. And then for tomorrow, we'll have one game, but it's going to be a hockey game. So we're going to have to expose the ice. And this is what we do. This is what we do on a daily basis.
Ignacio Guerra, Senior VP, Operations Engineering. What's he do? A whole lot.
You know what? I do everything in this building as far as anything back of house, anything that's nailed down, anything that breaks, anything that moves.
Keeps the lights on, keeps the AC going. Literally, got to be between 65 and 72 to play an NBA game.
We average about 200 to 225 events a year. Doubleheaders, we'll have 13 doubleheaders this year, which is it's a pretty amazing. Our record's 15, but I don't want to push the record every year.
Going back upstairs, by the way.
As soon as the game is over, we're going to be right at the corner waiting to just jump on the floor. As soon as the last player leaves after their interview, we're going to jump on it. An army of staff members, we start cleaning. We also start ripping up chairs, taking down the equipment. The Lakers and the Clippers don't share any equipment as far as the floor, the basketball stanchions, the baskets.
Yeah, that one surprised me a little bit. They collapse down, and then the new baskets, they get wheeled out.
In order to run the game and broadcast it, there's all these cables attached. They all have to come off. The scores tables have to come off. Chairs coming off, the tables rolling out.
This sound right here, this is cup holders going into big bins. Clippers, they want cup holders for the floor seats. Lakers, they don't. Go figure. No one can agree. Up top, the banners, they roll up. Lakers banners are behind the Clippers banners already. And then all around us, the other logos, a bunch of the other signage, a lot of it is Velcroed on. They take it off, they attach the new ones. So all that's going on around us as we start to see a bunch of people come out of the tunnels. Forklift is behind them, and they got these big sheets of plastic because they're going to lay those down on every section of the court that they're about to pick up.
My guys, the conversion crew, these guys come in and they're going to muscle it out. There's 225 pieces of floor. They each weigh about 200 pounds. You'll see a couple guys attack them and they'll put them onto a forklift, and we're going to stack them 15 deep onto pallets.
And everything's passing each other. They're going into the storeroom, and then the other floor is being brought out.
It'll look just like it did before, but except instead of everything being either black and red like it is for the Clippers here, it's going to be purple and gold. Tonight it's a little different. You have to pick up the floor, and then there's also an overlay floor that insulates the ice sheet.
Yeah, let's talk about the ice. Because when you got hockey and basketball at the same time, the ice is under the court, sitting under there, the whole time.
We make it once because it's a big sheet of ice. It's 85 by 200 feet. It's a massive sheet of ice, and we leave it. We cover it for every game. It's a space-age polymer material that keeps it nice, and we can play games. We can have concerts on top. It's hard work. The overnight crew for conversion is 22 plus three supervisors, so 25 people. And what they'll do is they'll take the basketball floor out, they'll take the cover off, expose the ice, they'll put the glass up, take out some seats, put in the player benches, the penalty box, and all the ancillary items that happen for a hockey game. And it takes them overnight. They do it in about 6.5 to 8 hours. Just know that tonight they'll be back. These guys, they were here for the concert last night at 11. That was their call time. They were back at 2 o'clock p.m. Then they'll be back again tonight at 11. You know, these guys don't sleep some of these weekends. So we appreciate them. We try to give them as much love as we can because they deserve the credit.
Yeah, they do. All right, progress update, because we're looking pretty good.
Correct. We have 15 pallets for the Clipper floor and 15 pallets of the Laker floor. We were down to about 5 or 6 on the floor for the Clippers. Now we start bringing the Laker pallets out, starting to set them out. We're not rushing through things. We're just doing it efficiently and putting it together in, again, less than 2 hours. From when we got the game was over at 3:31, we took it about 5 minutes later. So we'll see where we land at the end here. You'll see when the floor is down and the chairs are set. I'm going to turn to you and say, okay, we did it in this amount of time.
Things you can't see because podcast, obviously. There's this big metal tool that a guy puts underneath the floor and then kind of turns it to unlock the pieces. That's how they get them undone from each other. The mat for the ice is black and padded, and there's some little tiny spaces here and there. So, yeah, I reached down and touched it, obviously. I had to. Couldn't stop myself. And then when the new pieces come out, somebody kind of gets this big old mallet and then carefully just smacks it. Do the players know that this is such a big undertaking, that you guys are just going and going and going?
You know what? Quite a few of them do. We get a lot of recognition. It's kind of special. Luke Robitaille comes and gives an Employee of the Month awards to the staff members. It's super cool. There's a warehouse, and this big old roll-up rolls up, and there's 20 guys kind of standing by till the end of the game. But the players walk by, and they see it, and they see the other floor, and they're like, oh, that's the other floor. A lot of them ask questions and recognize that this isn't just a flip of a button. It isn't automated.
One of the cool things, they had this marquee sign set up in the tunnel, said, doubleheader number 250. 55. You know what else I noticed? The lights. Clippers like it bright through the whole place. The Lakers, they darken the seats in the bowl, and then they light up the court. And that switched when we were almost done.
So 3:31, the game was over. 3:35, we took the court after that last interview. 4:10, the Clippers floor was out of here. And now it's 4:45, and the Lakers floor is not complete. We just got to put the chairs back. Continue cleaning, put the scores tables back, let the broadcasters come back in here and start putting the cameras and microphones and everything onto the basketball stanchions. And yeah, we'll be ready to go for the 7:30 game, but we have to give it to them at 6, but we'll be done way earlier. Probably be giving it back to them at 5:30, if not earlier. It's a great day.
It was a good day. Yeah, I had fun. One more, then we're out of here. So much happening with this. Do you ever come in here when there's just nothing going on?
No, I actually do. A couple days ago, I came in here real early to check on something, and all the lights were off inside the bowl. And so I'm walking in here, and it's a big cavern, and it's all dark, but it is kind of special to be sitting there, and you kind of just look amazingly. It's an 18,000-seat arena that has all the space, and it's empty. But just give it a few hours. We turn the lights on. We light up all these scoreboards and all these cool things, the lights, and then doors open, and people are in here enjoying themselves. It's a pretty amazing transformation that happens. I work long hours. My staff work long hours, but we would do it again and again.
Yeah, nothing like working in live sports, huh? My mom always used to say that. This is Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Like and review and all that stuff, if you would, back next Thursday. Any interest in hearing from the Zamboni driver for hockey? Email me, doyouworkhere@knxnews.com. Talk to you soon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.